Good morning, everyone. So I'll be quick, and I'll start off like this. So I have just a minute, only 60 seconds in. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just a tiny minute, but an eternity is in it. So that is a quote by a guy by the name of Benjamin Elijah Mays. And Dr. Mays was the president at Morehouse College. How many of you know Morehouse College? Oh, there you go. I love you guys. And he was also Dr. King's mentor. And he said it to a room full of a freshman class, full of black men. And he said to them, essentially, this, if you read the whole thing, essentially says to them, you are the best of the best. You're here in this point, in this moment, to do something. So every day of my life, I get to go to work at an organization that truthfully not only fills my heart, but fills my spirit and my soul. And we do amazing work. You're going to get to hear about a lot of it, truthfully, from the person who, like, orchestrates it all. We do three things really well. One, we believe that the Black Care Initiative, that culture is important. We believe that loving yourself, your blackness, or whatever you bring to the table, is critical. And we believe that, truthfully, beyond, you know, those of us who sort of follow the trends and follow all this stuff, who you are as a person and the love that you have for yourself dictates so much. Second, we believe in family stability. We believe that stable families, my wife hates when I use this word, breed stable adults. She hates it. She really does. But I like it. ASU's not here, true. But we believe that stable families breed stable adults. And ultimately, when you look at all the social ills we talk about and we think about, those are children who come from homes that somehow have some levels of complications. I often tell, you know, one of the funny things in my work is I work in this culture-specific organization that's really about liberation and social justice. And often I get to sit and raise money from folks who truthfully don't understand a lot of the elements of that. And one of the analogies that I often use with folks is, what's different about the parents we work with in Sarah Palin's family? It's not a joke, but it's true, and it's the support system. The families we work with don't have that support system. And our job, our work, our role is to help build that for them. And lastly, we believe, you know, one of the things that, when we first started BPI, I had this really funny conversation. We would go around town, talk with folks, and one of the folks we met was Dean Kristen Nelson, who was the dean of the School of Social Work at Portland State. And we're talking, and I started telling her how much I can't stand social work. And she's looking at me, she's kind of insulted. And she says to me, why? And I'm like, well, you know, part of what's broken about social work is it doesn't really understand that ultimately in a lot of these broke down communities, it's about economic development. It's about their ability to access and leverage capital, right? And, you know, you look at Northeast Portland, where I grew up, and you look at the change that's happening, and it's no wonder that, truthfully, just about every morning when I wake up, go on Facebook or something, and I see someone who I know who's been shot or is going to jail. It's these people, these families are living out these pathologies, truthfully, somehow rooted in socioeconomic factors. And so what we really do at BPI is our work focuses on the parent and stabilizing the family. We do it in two settings. One, we do these phenomenal community-based classes that really are about changing rehabilitative construct. What that means is, you know, the notion of rehabilitation when you never ever had sort of the American life, you know, when the American dream is not ever going to be your reality. It's really then about setting a new construct and saying what's real for my family, what's going to happen. And the second place that we do our work is in home visiting. So we've got this amazing effort. We're working with the first 1,000 days of families. Essentially what the research says is that within the first 1,000 days, from the moment of conception, you can reverse this by every negative health outcome. Interestingly enough, all across the world, we're all getting taller except me. And black women. Black women are actually shrinking. And all the research says that they're shrinking in part because of toxic stress and the lack of nutrition. And so the work that we're doing the first 1,000 days is essentially to help reverse that. So I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for investing in that work today. It is critical work, it is meaningful work, and because you're a social justice people, I don't have to tell you much more than that. But what we do have to do, truthfully, as a broader community, is recognize that we are standing in extremely pivotal times. You know, a friend of mine recently told me, because I love the civil rights movement and I was talking about it, and he said, do you realize that we're actually in another like struggle for that? You know, when you have the misogynist devil Donald Trump talking all the time, and you have all the craziness, it really is that time. And so thank you all for your investment, and thank you all for all that you do.